This is St. Louis Public Radio. The national anthem is a difficult song to sing. It has a wide range, and when it's performed, there's usually a lot of pressure because it's in front of hundreds or thousands of people, often at sporting events throughout the country. Musician and entertainer Charles Glenn is a familiar voice to St. Louis sports fans. He has performed the Star-Spangled Banner at Rams and Cardinals games, at charity events, and he's the anthem singer for the St. Louis Blues.
But so proudly we gave at the twilight's last gleam.
This year, the Blues are doing something different. They teamed up with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra to host national anthem auditions, with the promise that the winner would get to perform at an upcoming game. Producer Alex Hoyer has more.
What's it like to perform the national anthem at Scott Trade Center? Charles Glenn is getting ready to start his 17th year as the anthem singer for the St. Louis Blues.
It's a rush. It really is. Each game is a thrill. I love it. I love it. And since it's in the hockey arena, it's a closer knit audience. They're closer to you, so you feel their energy. You feel their energy at the Scott Trade.
On a recent Saturday, Glenn, St. Louis Symphony Orchestra principal cellist Daniel Lee, and Symphony Chorus Director Amy Kaiser showed up at Powell Hall for a day of judging. More than 650 people sent in video applications. Only 34 were invited to Powell Hall. And the process consisted of two rounds. The first, where contestants perform anything except the national anthem, and the second round, a performance of the anthem. Here's Daniel Lee.
We're going to judge the first round, which is behind the screen with the curtain, so we can't see the contestants. So it's all about how good they sound. And the second part, we'll be able to see them. That's kind of cool because then we get to see what kind of a presence they have on stage, as well as what they bring sound-wise.
The twist is that both singers and instrumentalists are participating in the same audition process, and the performances can be of any style and genre, and that's a recipe for a lot of variety. From tenor Scott Kennebec,
"Oh, Dandy boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside."
To a saxophone quartet. While waiting to hear who moved on, the performers gathered in the musicians' lounge. The sense of excitement and nervousness was palpable. And sitting against one wall were the four saxophonists, who played Bohemian Rhapsody. The group is called Saxissimo. One of the members is Kendall Blumenthal.
We chose Bohemian Rhapsody because it's one of our songs that kind of shows off our talent more. It's also a song that people know, so whenever we play that in front of audiences, people get really excited. So, yeah, it kind of shows off our talent, and also it gets people's attention at the same time.
Blumenthal and the rest of the quartet are in high school. They go to Seckman High School in Imperial in Jefferson County.
Our band director is a huge fan of the blues, and he's like, he found it out, and he was like, "You guys got to do this." So here we are. So, yeah.
"For his eye is on the sparrow."
For some of the performers, the reason for participating in the auditions was personal, as was their music selection.
"So I sing because I am happy."
That's Eva Millar Golovan singing "His Eye is on the Sparrow."
"It means something very special to me. I've come through a lot. I'm a cancer survivor. And I was able to see that God can bring you through anything, and what better person to sing for and about."
When it comes to the possibility of singing the national anthem at a St. Louis Blues game, Millar Golovan says it would be an honor.
"I served in the military for 8 years, and I'm a police officer. And to see all the many different people that had left, but they gave their lives for us, for our country, to fight for us, what better way to give back to them?"
After about 20 minutes, and with the judge's decision in hand, Jason Pippi, entertainment director for the Blues, entered the musicians' lounge to announce the results.
thank you so much for coming out. Blown away by the talent in this room. So we had to make some rough cuts. There was a lot of chit chat between the judges and the panel. So advancing to the next round, we have number one, number two.
All of the performers heard so far, plus 10 others advanced.
Now we're going to hear everybody do the same thing. So that changes everything, and we'll see what happens.
That's Judge Amy Kaiser, the symphony's chorus director.
The national anthem is a hard song, and it's very clear that there you have to have good low notes, good high notes, you have to be in tune, you have to have energy.
The thing about the Star-Spangled Banner is that audiences are often very particular about the way it's performed. Performers who stray too far from a traditional sound are sometimes vilified, but that also makes it a challenge to stand out. Here's Charles Glenn.
An anthem is for everyone to sing, but it is not a showpiece. It's not a reinvention of a song. Yes, you can put your own style into it, but you don't want a ketchup sandwich. You want to put a little bit of seasoning on the meat. You know what I mean? You don't want to just filter it with a whole bunch of flavoring. So it's... I don't know, I'm not a purist, but on the other hand, I don't think that you should take it too far outside the box.
For the final round, instead of sitting behind a black screen on stage, the three judges sat about a dozen rows back in Powell Hall. Contestants walked out to introduce themselves.
My name is Alex Armstrong. I am 15 years old. I've been singing since about the age of three, before I could even talk, actually, is what my parents tell me. And,
say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming,
and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
In addition to Alex Armstrong, that was the River Kittens, Scott Kennebec, and James Bertels, who was the last to audition. It was Bertels, in fact, who generated the most conversation among the judges.
It felt like...
It was special.
It was very special. I was moved by it, actually. Huh. It, you know, because he had those country phrases. I'm not a country fan, but he had those country phrases that was like, I love this country.
It was very sparse, but within the sparse, all the important essential ingredients were there. There was nothing unnecessary.
The judges deliberated for over a half hour. In the end, they selected more than just one winner. In fact, they selected 9 acts as ones to invite to perform at a blues game this season. James Bertels was among the winners, as was Scott Kennebec, the River Kittens, the Saxophone Quartet, and Alex Armstrong. For blues anthem singer Charles Glenn, who's performed the Star-Spangled Banner hundreds of times, he has this advice to the winners before they step onto the ice at Scott Trade.
Be yourself. Enjoy the moment and be yourself. You never know when you get another opportunity like this again. So be yourself and enjoy the moment.
That's Alex Hoyer reporting.